February has just begun, and guess what? It's a leap year, so we have an extra long month that's extra long on things to do, starting with Mad Cow Theater's opening of Dancing at Lunsa, the Tony Award-winning play about a little boy growing up in Ireland in the 1930s. Lunsa, in case you're wondering about that exotic title, is the festival of the ancient Irish harvest god Lu. There's a clash of tribal and Christian customs. This is said to be playwright Brian Friel's masterpiece, and the show opens tonight and runs through March 4th. You can go to madcowtheater.com. For details. Now, talk about culture clashes. What I love about this next event is that there's no love mentioned in it, even though it's a Valentine's party. The Central Florida Zoo, you heard me, will host My Bloody Zombie Rockabilly Valentine. The party is on Saturday night. They're showing Night of the Living Dead. The Hillbilly Hellcats and Killer Moonshine are playing, and Cupid better not show up unless he wants to eat your brain instead of pierce your heart. I love Halloween on Valentine's Day. For more information, go to rockabillyzombieweekend.com. And as you know, there's kind of a big contest going on this weekend. That's right, it's the Civil War reenactment of the Battle of Townsend's Plantation. That's Saturday and Sunday. And even if war isn't your favorite subject, there are so many intriguing historical things to see at this event, including meticulous costuming, amazing antique equipment, and interesting people to talk to. It's quite an event, and it takes place at Renninger's in Mount Dora. So go to Renninger's, R-E-N-N-I-N-G-E-R-S.com for more information. I'm Liz Langley, and I hope to see you there.